it's a good atmosphere there in the locker room. You know, I really appreciate what these guys have done so far this year. You know, to be where we're at, it's taken a lot of hard work. Hasn't always been perfect. It hasn't even been good, but it is what it is. And we got a good opportunity here ahead of us. So we're going to relax here, kick back for a couple days, try to take this opportunity to, you know, rest, spend a little time with our families, and then, you know, be ready to roll here going into next week with the Jets. But, you know, as far as today goes, I mean, it was a real good effort in the second half. You know, and outscore team 35-7 in the second half. That's really, you know, a lot of things have to go right. And certainly our offense did a real good job of making big plays, getting the ball in the end zone, taking advantage of a couple turnover opportunities that we had. It was a big play by Devin there that kind of really swung the game, I think, a little bit with giving us a field position, putting us back where we could, you know, be on an even par with Detroit instead of chasing them all the time like we were in the first half. So, but, you know, in the end, it was just a lot of guys stepping up, making plays, and, you know, trying to, you know, they're a good offensive team, and they played well today. So I think Jim's done a good job with this team. They're much improved from what they were the last time we saw them, and they're very competitive, very good offensively, and there's a lot of things we need to work on, obviously, but we'll just enjoy it here for a couple of days and then start grinding it out for the Jets.
Bill, you've seen your team mature. You've had different challenges, obviously a short week, so a lot of different types of games prepared for.
Well, we certainly have had a lot of different challenges over the course of the year with different, you know, different things that happened to us and different games and all that. But I think that's the way it normally is. It's never really not too many straightforward weeks in the 16 weeks of the NFL. You have injuries, you have different dynamics or storylines on the game, and short weeks and long weeks and division games and travel and so forth. But this is certainly a challenge for us this week, you know, with really not much physical practice. It's a lot of mental preparation and, you know, physically gearing it up after a, you know, obviously on a real short week. So there are a lot of things that were challenging for our team, as it was for Detroit. So, you know, hopefully in the long run we can benefit from that.
How key was it to kind of slow down their pass rush? Brady was getting hit a lot early and not much late.
Well, yeah, of course. Anytime you can be balanced and hit some runs in there and force them to defend the running game and the passing game, that opened up a few play action opportunities for us too. We had a couple, you know, good shots on play action. Of course, you know, Deion had, you know, as Deion usually does, had two really outstanding individual routes there, came open, made big plays, touchdowns for us. So, you know, that was big. But, yeah, definitely trying to slow the pass rush down with the running game and a little bit better protection. But, yeah, the Lions are fast up front. You know, they got a couple really good inside guys. They got a couple good outside guys that can rush around the corner. They hit us on a couple blitzes there early. So, they have a very disruptive front. I hope so. I don't know. But we, you know, believe me, we were trying to get them in the first half too, Andy. I mean, I know it didn't look that way, but we really were. We were trying to get the ball out. But none, you know, we had opportunities. We had again a couple balls kind of like last week where the ball was tipped up in the air. We couldn't quite get it, but you know, we had our hands on some balls and fortunately we, you know, we caught a couple of them. But it was you know, they did a good job offensively, and, you know, a couple times we thought we had Calvin covered, and, you know, he made a great play. You know, Sean made a good throw. Calvin made a great catch. So, I mean, those are two really good players that you can't give them a lot of room or a lot of space, or they'll make you pay for it. And they did.
Can you describe what Deion brings to this team just in terms of when plays need to be made or you're in a critical situation, the way he's able to get things up?
Well, I mean, the opportunities for a receiver when you have – you know, single coverage or favorable coverage based on what the defense is doing. You know, again, it's not, we don't go back and say, Tom, throw it to this guy, throw it to that guy. We run the pattern, and based on what the coverage is and how the defense is playing it, then, you know, Tom throws to the guy that has the best, you know, the best option and the best matchup on the field, man or zone, whatever it happens to be. So one thing about Deion, he's really good at taking advantage of the opportunities that he has. He's always good at it, and he runs good routes. He's a guy you can really depend on. You know, he's made some big plays for us through the year. It's good to have him on our team.
Attitude-wise, in terms of contributions?
No, he's the best. Yeah, Deion's the best. I mean, you can't get any better than that. I mean, he's totally about the team, does whatever you ask him to do, always has, very team-oriented, very dependable, just wants to do it right, and you can't ask for any more than that as a coach. All right, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Thank you.